The Save Our Salmon initiative passed in the Lake and Peninsula Borough by a narrow margin. The final count was 280 to 246. The initiative changes borough code to forbid the granting of permits for any big development, including a mine that would have a significant adverse impact on salmon streams. But as KDLG's Daisha Eaton reports, the battle over the initiative is far from over.
Environmentalists and conservation groups are celebrating a victory in southwest Alaska after the Save Our Salmon initiative passed Monday. Anders Gustafsson is the executive director of the Anchorage-based Renewable Resources Coalition, an organization that's brought together commercial, sport, and subsistence fishers in opposition to the development of the giant golden copper prospect. He says the vote sends a strong message.
Well, the initiative passed, and that's fantastic news. That's what we were hoping for. There's a small margin there, but it's going to be a small margin anytime you have a voting populace as small as the Lake and Peninsula Borough. And the bottom line is the majority of the people in the region have taken a strong stance and passed an initiative that should send a strong signal to Cynthia Carroll and the administrative folks at Anglo-American and Northern Dynasty that they're not welcome here.
Voter turnout was high, more than 50%. The ballot measure passed by just 34 votes out of 521 ballots cast. The SOS initiative was proposed this spring by a citizens group, Alaskans for Bristol Bay, which gathered more than 300 signatures in support of getting it on the ballot. There are more than 1,100 voters in the borough, which is located southwest of Anchorage along the Alaska Peninsula, and encompasses 7,125 square miles of land and dozens of streams and rivers that serve as the spawning grounds for the largest runs of salmon in the world, those that return to Bristol Bay. The initiative would amend the borough's development permitting code to prevent the development of any large-scale resource extraction activity, including mining, which would destroy or degrade salmon habitat. Mike Heatwool is a spokesman for the Pebble Partnership. He represents the big mining companies Gustafsson says are not welcome in Bristol Bay. Although the initiative passed, Heatwool sees the narrow margin, 34 votes, as a good sign.
I think it does a disservice to just say this was, you know, mine or no mine. I know that's how others want to frame the issue. There's also a fairly large number of folks within the Lake Peninsula Borough who clearly want to know more about the project. A lot of folks are taking second, third, maybe fourth looks at where we are with the project and the economic opportunity that it may present if it can live up to the high environmental standards that the state and federal government has on the books for a project like this.
Trifon Anguson is the chairman of the board of the Alaska Peninsula Corporation, a village corporation that represents Alaska Native shareholders in the region closest to the proposed mine. He also works as a contracted consultant for the Pebble Partnership. Anguson opposed the SOS initiative because he believes fishing jobs are on the decline for local people, and the mine would bring desperately needed economic development to the region.
A new economic engine in Bristol Bay is needed. We need to look at the mass of people in Bristol Bay. They've ruled out oil and gas because of the environmental issues. Now they're ruling out hard rock mining. What is in store for the people? Nothing. The only way that they can survive is to move on to a different life away from their homes. And once that happens, we've lost the communities forever.
Now the initiative is headed back to court again. The Pebble Limited Partnership, the group seeking to develop the mine, has challenged its legality. So has Alaska Governor Sean Parnell's Attorney General, who argues it would be unenforceable because the Alaska Constitution gives the legislature, not localities, authority over development of state resources. Anchorage Superior Court Judge John Suddick allowed the election to proceed, but said he will sort out the legal issues when the case resumes November 7th. In Dillingham, I'm Daisha Eaton.